Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see.
Real talk, how you soul burning, or how you real pressed to be motivated.
Yeah.
Give you a little knowledge like we speaking conscious. Whole team strong like you see in Mox. Meet me at the round table where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at.
You are not laughing. Real.
Real talk roundtable.
Real talk roundtable.
Real talk roundtable in this raggedy ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Real.
We live.
Where we at?
We live.
Right on. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I had to play
all
some
right.
Aaliyah. I miss Aaliyah so much.
Listen,
you know,
listen, I was in here singing. That was my jam right there. I was like,
oh,
yes,
you.
Lord.
That's
right.
I miss good music like that, man. I miss that kind of stuff. But
you better
right.
It is what it is. Rest in peace, my
damn
sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, I want to get into a topic right off the bat because we have a full show to do today. And, one of the things I've been seeing a lot on the internet is a lot of children are being murdered by their girlfriends, well, by their parents' boyfriends, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the boyfriends, it's not the women. So I want to know
right.
from the guys, like, would you feel comfortable babysitting a child of your significant others? And for Miss Nash, are you comfortable
mm-hmm.
with leaving your child with your boyfriend
okay.
or significant mm. other? So I want to get
okay.
started with that. And I'm going to start with DJ Sergeant Rock. What are your thoughts? Are you comfortable with babysitting a child of your girlfriend?
Like, now, I'm from the South, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I pretty much babysitted everybody's kids if I was in a relationship and I was going with the mother, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm
mm-hmm.
not no ignorant-ass dude, you know what I'm saying, on no dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to try to fuck the kids or kill the kids and all of that. And those women felt like they could trust me around,
mm-hmm.
you know, their kids. So
mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? What I got a problem with is, you know, kids being so bad and disrespectful to where you don't want to babysit them. But, you know, as far as me, because, see, I'm a parent, you know what I'm saying, and kids need guidance. So, you know, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, steer them the wrong way, I'm a guide in the right way and not have them in no fucked up shit. So, yeah, I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, babysitting my significant other's kids, because if they're my significant other's kids, then while I'm with them, they my kids too. Trill.
Mm. Right, right.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Snipes, what do you think?
See, me, basically, I'm kind of the same way, man, you know what I'm saying? Me, I think, like, it's like a relationship that I built first with the female. You know what I'm saying? And then if you have kids, I'm thinking like, well, shit, I'm thinking you got the same kind of quality because you're the kid of the mother that I'm dealing with. So, of course, I feel comfortable because I ain't about to be having you out here doing no crazy stuff. I'm not about to be touching
right.
on you like that, none of that. We
right.
don't play them kind of games around over here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You
right.
get,
right.
you know, messed up, you know what I'm saying, doing that kind of stuff. And, you know, me, I cannot, you know, be comfortable thinking that my friend or anybody that I know of is in a relationship and you're abusing kids, you're killing kids, and you got the female so scared of you that
right.
she don't know what to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
I'm not even comfortable on that end for having friends like that. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So,
right.
you know, me basically, yeah, you know, I'm from the, I got like the north and the south in me. So yeah, I feel like comfortable. We, you got your, that kid. Well, you better take care of that kid like it's yours, and don't have it
right,
no crazy
right.
stuff or him, for real. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, I feel comfortable doing that.
Okay. All right. Okay, Ms. Nack, are you comfortable with leaving your child with your boyfriend?
Okay, well, first of all, I am very, very particular. Anybody who knows me knows I do not bring anyone around my daughter unless it's something concrete. And actually, my ex of 11 years raised my daughter. She was 3 months old whenever me and him got together. So that's her father. You know, and at first, you know, I was very, very leery about it because, you know, I had to establish a certain relationship with him before I would ever bring him around my child. And actually back then, it happened a lot sooner than what it would ever happen now, to be honest with you. But she hasn't been around any man ever since me and him have not been together, and that's been 3.5 years. So that shows you right there how particular I am, but... You know, it for me, it just comes down to the relationship I have with him, you know, and I really have to thoroughly check him out and really feel 100% comfortable with him before he will ever be around my child. But once I get to that point, absolutely, because, I mean, we're a package deal. You can't have me without her, you know, period.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, and just speaking to all of the females out here, y'all just can't be having anybody around y'all's children. That has to stop. That has to stop.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay, the Godhead rule?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, I really feel like if we not in a relationship or we not trying to build a relationship, I shouldn't even meet your kid first and foremost.
That's right.
Secondly, if we are talking about building a relationship, I think one of the most important things that's not being addressed is you got these females out here now playing these games and trying to be secretive about who they're dealing with, interacting with. And I feel like if I'm in a relationship with you and your child's father is active in your child's life, then I feel like me and him should have a conversation. That's just on some grown man shit. Because I'm telling you, it's like I'm not trying to have no dude be in a relationship with my child's mom. You dig what I'm saying? And me and him not having a conversation, so I could feel this dude out, check my creep vibe, check, you know what I'm saying, the type of understanding we gonna have. Because, you know what I mean, it's like, this person is gonna be influential in my child's life. You know what I'm saying? Secondly, it's like, I feel like it's when it comes down to disciplinary type shit, if I'm not living in the house paying the bills and shit, then it's like, that's they shit. I don't got nothing to do with me other than, like, hey, sit your ass down or whatever. Stop doing that or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't got no business, like, trying to punish them or tell them none of this type of shit if I'm not, like, step pops. And that's the thing about it, man. People are inviting people into their lives with these old situationships and shit, you know?
Right.
And just a little footnote on that. For all the ladies listening, man, if y'all been getting these little light, you know, flutter of messages and stuff, man, and then all of a sudden you post a picture of your child and your inbox blow up. You know, them dudes ain't after you, man. They after your kids, man. It's blind.
Right.
How the messages blow. Don't let your feeling about how good you look or all of this stuff, man, blind you to the fact that there's predators out there, man. All that, oh, this my twin and my mini-me and all this nonsense, and you dressing your little girl up like an adult or even your little boy up like an adult. You know what I'm saying? You got predators out there, man. So I'm just saying it's like every situation is a step-by-step basis, and every situation is different. Some women more comfortable. Some women dating dudes they've been knowing for a long time, and It's different stuff, but I feel like if we not in a relationship or trying to build a relationship, I ain't got no business meeting your kids, because at the end of the day, it's like, that's some whole different shit. If we just fucking, I mean, I should never see your kid at all, period.
Right, right. That's right.
Let alone be babysitting them. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's just my thing.
Okay.
Trill.
That's my thing, too. I'm not even with anyone... Me and my child that I'm casually dating or seeing or what have you, you have no reason to. He has a dad, so there's no reason for you to meet my son. Like, I get a lot of people oh, you should come and see me. You should come and visit me. No, I have a kid. Well, he can
That's
come.
Right.
No, hell, he can't. No, he can't.
Right.
He can't. No, he can't.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it is what it is. And that's just how I feel. These women, like, a person will project to you sometimes what they know you want to see. And mm-hmm. even though they're a totally different person than that, so you have to be
right.
mindful of, even if you feel like you trust him in certain situations, you still have to be cautious and mindful
mm-hmm.
of how you do things. Like,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. it's never a moment that anybody under 10 should even be considered to be alone with a stranger. And that's
right.
exactly
mm-hmm.
what that person is in your home. So,
right.
you just need to look at it for what it is, and let's not be so loose all the time.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
And can I make a quick statement real quick, too, about this?
Yes.
I need everyone, parents, you need to listen to your children, too. If you have somebody around your child and your child is acting funny around them, or they're coming to you and telling you that they don't like them or whatever, something is wrong somewhere. People like are starting to dismiss what their kids come and tell them. I have a child who mm-hmm. is so playful and loving, and if you're good to her, she loves you back. But you better believe, if she comes to me and tell me she don't like somebody, I got to find out why. What is it about mm-hmm. this man that you don't like? Because you like a lot of people, as long as,
mm-hmm.
as they're good to you. And y'all got to stop this. Stop dismissing what your children come and tell you and how they act around certain people. Pay attention to all of that, please. It's very important.
Right.
That's real.
Now, that's real. Yes, indeed. And to add to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, see, these kids nowadays, they ain't making enough noise. You know what I'm saying? They ain't making enough noise. You know what I'm saying? You know, some kids go along with the shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, and not know that, you know, this motherfucker ain't supposed to be touching on you. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, I
think it's fucked up that a grown-ass man will want to touch a child. But I'm telling you, these kids need to make some motherfucking noise. You know what I'm saying? Don't touch me. Stop touching me like that. Then scream to the top of your lungs. Make some motherfucking
right.
noise so your surrounding areas will know that, shit is going down. You know what I'm saying? He's messing with this mm-hmm. little bit-ass girl. He ain't got no business to. You know what I'm saying? And then we can get on their ass. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
But these
and
kids
I
ain't
say
messing
something
up.
Else, too, to these parents, especially these mm-hmm. mothers. Because I saw
mm-hmm.
a video that really upset me. And this girl was trying to come to her mama and tell her mama about her boyfriend. And she
right,
just
right.
kept mm-hmm. sitting on the floor. And she kept pretending that it wasn't happening. And, well, what did you do? And, you know, what did you have on? And what did you...
Right.
Listen, ladies, and a lot of parents like you, stop that shit. Just get
right,
out of yourself.
Right.
Get out of your damn stinking ass self. Because if a
mm-hmm.
child is coming to you and telling you that a man is touching her inappropriately, I don't care how long y'all been together. It's time
right.
to go pull out the knives. It's time to go run a bath water mm-hmm. and get you some radio up in there and see what's
right.
really happening. Because
that's
it
right.
is what it is. You don't put your hand on my babies. You don't have that right. So women,
that's right.
stop
right.
being jealous of your children. That is ridiculous. That
right.
is stupid. For you to even think that
was very and one more thing, though. It's like a lot of parents don't teach their kids proper etiquette when dealing with adults. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no
That's
reason
true.
For a female child
true.
To be in no man's legs, sitting
oh,
on no man's back. You feel what I'm saying? There's no
yeah.
reason for a young girl, I don't care if she's doing hair, whatever she's doing, to have a man between her legs. It's like
That's
it's a
right.
lot of stuff that we don't teach children So it's like it's kind of sad because we're dealing in we're in a society right now which children who haven't been raised don't know how to raise children. You know, so it's like it's a lot from those stuff, man, like minute. If you teach your children that there are inappropriate ways for them to interact with adults, then they'll understand that there are inappropriate ways to act with adults. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for my child or your child or anybody's child ever to be alone with any adult. You feel what I'm saying? Especially in some ways. There's no secret that a child need to be having. You dig what I'm saying? I don't care if you're a woman. If you got something for my kid, give it to me. I'll give it to him. Or if you want to give it to him in front of me. You dig what I'm saying? We ain't got no gifts. We ain't got none of that. Dig what I'm saying? Now, we in a relationship and you planning a surprise party or something. We had that kind of secret, but, you know, ain't no other kind of secrets, man, that nobody need to have with your child.
That's
At all, period.
Teach your kids them preventative measures, not the after stuff is cool, too, but the preventative measures. You know what I'm saying? Man ain't got no business to be talking about, I got something for you in my pocket going there. Or come here, pretty girl, sit on my lap. No, we ain't doing all
that.
Oh, no. Teach your kids that.
Now,
that's
okay,
real.
Okay, now, Esco, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, what's good, everybody? I'm just joining in on the conversation, but I can tell you I've lived this situation where I was dating someone, actually several times where I was dating someone and they had a child. And I've actually ended up in my last marriage, I would play the father figure for that child because the original father wasn't around. And I tell you, I'll be damned if somebody's going to just come around that I don't know, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even right now, she's my ex, and we don't really mess with each other on that level anymore, but there's still a relationship with that child, you know. And this day and age, man, especially I've done seen it, you got some real twisted individuals out there, man. You're real twisted. You can't take no chances with these people, man.
That's right.
Nobody's going to love your kids more than you love your kids. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Right.
So you just gotta step it up. You know, some people figure it's convenient and whatever, but for me it's gonna take a minute. You know, I've done talked to my ex's new men as she's been dealing with them and stuff, and I just let them know straight up, hey, y'all do whatever. When it comes to baby girl though, nah, I'm not here for it. So you gonna mess up and it's gonna be problems. I'm straight up and down. I'm not here for it.
Right.
No, I can't deal with it. So,
that's
just my 2 cents.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to put that out there because apparently, a lot of people don't have the message. So, just in case you're listening or you know somebody in the situation, you can run it back to them later on the link. But they need to hear this because you don't want to be the one every day of your life feeling that guilt of I should have did something or I should have knew something or I should have said something. You don't want to carry it around with you all of your life about your child. So just think about stuff like that in this world today because it's always been happening. We just didn't have as much access to it as we do now to know what's really happening. Because that's not the only thing that's happening. There's just one little small hole in this big problem in the world. And if every chance I get, if I get a chance to say something to somebody that may help them, I would like to use this format to do that. So I just wanted to say that to the females, you know, let's not be loose and everything. Snipe, you got something for us?
Oh, you know, I'm about to get started with the sports, man. Y'all already know what's coming.
Okay.
I'm saying for my Golden State Warriors, you know, it's kind of sad to see my boy KD on that sideline, you know. But the whole question is at hand, do these boys need him in order to win that championship?
Wow. Well, I don't think they per se need KD, You know what I'm saying? Although I can tell that he is missing. But now, when you got a good team, you just got a good team. You know what I'm saying? And you're supposed to have second string and third string people to come in and rock the house. You know what I'm saying? When the main player has gotten hurt. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think they per se need KD, but you can tell he's missing. Trill.
Okay. All right.
It would be easier with them.
Easier?
Yeah, it would be easier to have KD, but come on, I mean, the team ain't one man, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Well, y'all know I'm not a basketball person. Miss Nat,
well, you know what? If it ain't about the Knicks, you know I don't care. But don't y'all start. But don't y'all say nothing about my team. Don't y'all start. I am very aware of how bad my team is right now. But you know what, KD? I mean, you can definitely tell his presence is missed. And when you got somebody putting up 20 plus points a game, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure it won't hurt to have him there. Can they win without him? They doing pretty good without him now. I don't want to say they need him, but his presence, his points, you know what I'm saying, and the game that he displays, you know what I'm saying, will definitely maybe make it a little easier, you know, I guess I can say. You know, I really ain't
right.
even, I don't really know exactly how many points he's putting up every night or whatever. I know it's 20 plus, but I think that they can definitely do it without him, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I can tell you this, June 18th, everybody go to Taco Bell and get a free taco because they're giving away tacos at the game. I do know that. I know that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Okay, Arthur,
I'm
going to
say, y'all.
What do you think they need, Katie?
Man, I've been watching the games. They've been pretty decent, but you know I don't get no fucks, man. I'm a Philly fan.
Okay. It is what it is. All right, Mike, what it is.
Oh, see, I'm a go against the whole grain in this one, even though I'm a Warriors, you know, fan. In this particular series, I really think you need KD because the ball is looking like it's not moving like it's doing, and you see Clay just got hurt, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know y'all pulled this off really off of, you know, grinding and scrapping, but are y'all
right
to do this not, with this kind of team, you know what I'm saying? And will KD make an impact and he's coming back hurt? Who knows? But it will definitely help to have this guy on your team because he is a scorer first. He ain't nothing else first but a scorer. And you see what he does when he's on the floor. And now it's like, oh my, it's like Steph is getting doubled off the rip and getting his ball stolen and everything. First half, I thought the game was over. I'm not going to lie to anybody. When I saw it, I was about to turn the TV. I was like, oh, these boys looking suspect. But I don't think y'all going to be able to do this every single game and win this series because this is a tough team because their defense is a team. And we don't know hardly of the Raptors but Kawhi Leonard. But if you check that roster out, it's got a lot of good people on that team that came from other places that you don't never pay attention to, like a Marc Gasol or Serge Ibaka. You know what I'm saying? You got people in your interior, so shoot. What you going to do now? And, you know, Steph ain't looking like Steph. You know what I'm saying? And every fight, he has not looked like Steph. You see what I'm saying? To where he's the MVP. This time, are you going to be able to put up 50? win without KD, or I'm just going to say put Clay because you got hurt too. And you got Cousin coming back, and he's looking good just that first game, but are y'all really going to win? That is the thing. I don't think y'all going to be able to.
Well, Snipe, I hate to burst your bubble, but KD is not coming back for the rest of this season. He is out.
There we go. There we go. So he ain't
is
coming
out.
Back. So what y'all going to do now?
So, you know, they better grind and scrap. They better grind and scrap till this series is over with, because if they if they lose one more time, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? So they can't lose right now. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Trill.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Food for thought. I wish him luck because I don't know nothing, you know, about nothing. So.
And shout out to KD. You know what I'm saying? Nobody expects to get injured playing basketball, and you know, with contact sports, injuries do happen. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to KD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope you get better. You know what I'm saying? We see your ass next year. You know what I'm saying? On
right
the court,
on.
Throwing that rock and slam dunking the fuck out that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
True.
I need you at the Wizards, KD. Come on to the Wizards. We love you over there. We ain't got no problem. Come on.
No.
He ain't going nowhere.
We will gladly take him. And if he comes over to the Knicks, then we will have another discussion.
He ain't going to the Knicks. He ain't going nowhere. He's straight. KD is straight. He is not going nowhere.
You're going to let me have my hopes and dreams. Thank you.
Wow.
Let me have my hopes and dreams. Thank you.
Oh, man.
That's what's up. Okay, you guys, we're going to pause right here. We're going to take a little break and come back in just a minute. So you guys hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this? And this? And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
My name is Brittany. A little thing I love about the Egg White Grill is the toasty English muffin. It's toasted perfectly. It's just a little crispy, but not like hard crispy, but just crispy enough that when you bite into it, everything is perfect.
My name is Curtis, and I love the Egg White Grill because the egg itself, it's like soft and fluffy, like a pillow. I would eat my pillow, but I'd eat the Chick-fil-A breakfast egg white sandwich for sure.
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
Real Talk Roundtable. Let's take it to the streets.
With all of today's exposure to sex and things of that nature on the web, at what age do you think it's appropriate to talk to your child about sex?
I mean, today, the world you look at it, you know what I'm saying? It's like 10 is a perfect age. You know, I have a 10-year-old son. He's curious. You know, he has friends, this and that. Some guys grow quicker, but I would say 10. You know, that's a perfect age to sit down, have the birds and the bees talk, you know what I'm saying? So with girls, I wouldn't have any idea, but for the guys, I would say 10.
when your kid is the age of 10 and up on their way to middle school is a good time to start talking to them about sex.
To be honest with you, in this day and time, I think we got to beat them to the punch, because it's like every time our kids wake up, you know what I'm saying, we see they're exposed to a lot. They're exposed to sex, violence, you know what I'm saying, and other things, you know what I mean? Like, we cut on the radio, they're exposed to it. Cut on the TV, they're exposed to it. They use a phone, they're exposed to it. They use a tablet, they're exposed to it. Right now, I think it's hard for us to determine what should be the correct age. I think we just got to beat them to the punch before they get to them and let them know only the disadvantages of it. You know what I mean? Like, anything else besides that, you know what I'm saying? I won't even let them know. I just let them know what, you know what I'm saying, only the disadvantages of it, the bad things of it. So they can learn from the people before them and learn not to make the mistakes that they did, so we stay out of the bad and the worst predicaments and conditions of life. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we just gotta go ahead and take flight and let them know, you know what I'm saying? It ain't easy out here. This ain't what you want. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what I do. That's how I would look at it. You know what I mean?
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is how Real Talk Roundtable takes you straight to the street.
Yeah, this be your boy Hero from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And y'all got to make sure y'all tune in to the Real Talk Roundtable Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tweety Bird Central. Y'all already know what time it is. About to get off in that game, nigga. Controllers hooked up. About to play my shit. Let go. Let go.
Think before you touch me, get your mind right, yeah.
That part.
still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
Are you still down?
Are you still down for me, girl?
It's just you and I.
Are you still down for me, girl? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You say that you want me. Let the freak out of you, girl. Your body's amazing. I fuck on you all night. Yeah. Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
Sexing all day, we 24 hours. We both had long days, we fucking in the shower. Man, that pussy so sweet, we all were rolling sour. She gave up, she dripping wet, so I threw a towel. Fuck her from the back on the balcony. I pull her ass, smack her ass, she looking back at me. I kiss her thighs until her let out your inner freak. I feel you vibing besides, I love your energy. Sex is an arch, your body picture perfect. I hit a straight dick and your body curves. You say you want me, pull up in sun tight. Fuck on you all night. Are you still down for me, girl? You say that you want me. Let the freak out of you, girl. Your body's amazing. I fuck on you all night. Yeah. Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
Cool to touch. I ain't got to ask unless the end of the month. Real clutch, how we fuck while we hitting this blunt. Keep playing, role playing, how we playing these roles. Digging in that pussy like I'm Nino wearing that role. Holding on my own, new positions got in my soul. Eat you up, good nutrition that I keep in my throat. Pussy stay fresh, smells like she bathed in the soap. Tell me kill her like a song, but just do it with strokes. She threw me off, switch it up, but I love that tune. Trying to knock you out like a team facing the broom. Business right between the sheets, never leave this room. You like to howl like a wolf while you facing the moon.
You say that you want me. Let the freak out of you, girl. Your body's amazing. I fuck on you all night. Yeah. Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
All right, all right, all right.
Be back. All right.
Back.
Say that you want me.
Yeah,
he was single, wasn't he?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Who was that? Because I like that. Shout out to Zay Mirror, man. Shout out to Zay Mirror. Me and Zay Mirror on that Juice Bar. Oh, yeah. I forgot all about the track. Well, damn. Well, damn, right? And you probably engineered the song, didn't you?
Got
right,
it.
Right.
I like that.
I like it too.
Appreciate y'all.
Okay, DJ Solid Rock, tell us about that spray that for this evening.
Hey, all right, we back with another episode of Say That, Spray That, you know what I'm saying, where we get the honest opinions of the panel of different songs, and it can range from rap to gospel, you know what I'm saying, this is how we working it, you know what I'm saying. Now, right. This particular song, this particular track, you know what I'm saying, it struck me, you know what I'm saying, it threw me off, because I was like, nah, man, are you for real? But the track is actually a good track, you know what I'm saying? And it's by Birdman and Juvenile. Now, Juvenile, he tells, you know, he tells several stories in this song. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's just a storytelling rapper. I liken him to the likes of, you know, the great storytellers like Slick Rick. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's just a good person that could tell a story. And mm-hmm. although Baby's verse on here is not that Uh-oh. Long, it listen to Uh-oh. Me. Although Baby's verse is not that long, I could stomach Baby on this one. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like I could really stomach Baby on this. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to check this track out. I want y'all to tell me your honest opinion, what y'all think about it. This is Birdman and Juvenile. The song is called Broke. You know what I'm saying? That's it. The song is called Broke. And it's going down
right here. Okay, well, I
want to
say something before you do that. Now, how you going to be the DJ? And then you done greased the track all up. So now we're expecting a good track. You done swayed the minds of at least three hosts on here already that this is a fire-ass track. You supposed to
I'm saying, I think it's a fire track. I want to know what y'all think about it.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
DJ's unspoke, though. Okay, here we go right now.
Get it.
You think go and cash that check.
Bitch, you broke. D-Rock,
you ain't got no money, bitch, you broke. You sippin', boy, you might be sniffin' coke. I'm laughing at you, bitch, cause you a joke. Where about some bottles, smoke some weed and let it show. You ain't got no money, bitch, you broke. 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 You ain't got no money, bitch. Pete, he don't never treat. Always show up when the bottles pop. No way, want something to eat. He got Louis on his feet, but he ain't got no plate to sleep. Got three children, he don't take care, cause he always in the streets. Remind me, Denise. That bitch, she Elise. Say she bought a condominium, but she live with her niece. Had a fight with her niece and moved in with her Uncle Keith. Got some money from insurance scamming. Spent that in a week, like that nigga Chad. He be kissing too much ass. Always talking about what Brad got. He never with his head, though. But shit don't really matter. I ain't asking about his cash flow, but you gon' make me flashlight. You ain't got no money, bitch, you broke. You sippin', boy, you might be sniffin' coke. I'm laughing at you, bitch, cause you a joke. What about some bottles, smoke some weed, and let it show. You ain't got no money, bitch, you broke. 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 Michelle, she come from Carter Canal. Yeah, she fine as hell, but she be lying as well. And she a diamond, yeah, but she a grimy gal. Niggas fuck with that hoe and they call all kinds of L's.
Miss Gladys, put her in a cat, dipped off in traffic, riding, flying fast. For the money we blast, flip a honey we dash. Around the way, gun clapping. This bitch hollin' broke, snortin' on that coke, so we had to kick her off the boat. Rich girl, high life nigga, lay low.
You ain't got no money, bitch, you broke. You sippin', boy, you might be sniffin' coke. I'm laughing at you, bitch, cause you a joke. What about some bottles, smoke some weed and let it show. You ain't got no money, bitch, you broke. 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 You ain't got no money, bitch, you broke.
You understand me? I ain't been broke since I was born, nigga. By the time I was 12, I had $1 million, nigga.
Rich girl,
15 in the slums with it. Simple, yeah. On another level with it. Behind the cash, you already know. $1 billion facts. Play.
All right, there you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it. Okay. Can I go first?
Hey, go ahead, baby.
I did want to say, I'm so sick and tired of these people telling me I know I'm fucking broke. I don't need you to write a song to tell me I'm goddamn broke. I live the same. I don't need you to tell me that.
Oh.
You can tell me how to get some money. You can tell me how you got your $1 million by 12, because I would like to know. Where was your mama at? Because my mama didn't let me bring that kind of money into the house without her knowing.
He was describing the stories. He was telling the stories of people who proclaim to be rich, but they broke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he talking about broke people. Everybody talking about broke people. We know y'all got fucking money. Hell, we don't care. We broke. We broke, motherfucker.
Right.
Okay, let's go. Snipe. What'd you say? Say that or spray that?
I'm gonna ride to this song. Y'all know this, right? I'm gonna ride to this. Just because I feel the bounce and everything and every word, like, shit, you broke. I'm just gonna keep saying it because the hook just caught me off guard just with that alone. So I'm just gonna keep saying that and ride it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I see a broke little chick on the street. Hey, don't holler at me. Bitch, you broke.
God damn.
One spray that and one spray that. Okay, isn't that? What are your thoughts?
I'm gonna say that. I like it. I'm fucking with it. I understand the concept of the song. But now, if Baby would have boxed his ass on there and tried to rap, I'd have sprayed the hell out of it. Because I'm sick and tired of his with his non-rapping self. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get on track to rap. You cannot rap. Sometimes you gotta learn to just stay behind the scenes and do
shut
what you
the fuck
do.
Up.
But because he didn't bop his ass on there to rap, I'm gonna say that. Yeah. I like that.
All right. Let's see. K Dot, let's go.
Man, it's hard for me to take the song seriously. I like the actual track as far as the beat, but the subject matter to me is just pure comedy. I think it was more of a project in just making people laugh, you know, making some kind of anthem that's real catchy. But musically, I'm not really feeling it like that, you know. That's just my two cents.
Okay. All right. The guy, Hey Ruth.
I mean, it was like basic shit, you know. Rock set me up, man. You know what I'm saying? Usually takes me on foot. He got the fire and all that shit. You know, I got pumped. You know, I put my speakerphone on, stood up and shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm finna be jamming this shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, It was bad. I mean, you know, but I mean, formula-wise, man, I mean, the hook was catchy. You know what I'm saying? The subject, man, you know, the fuck boy is going to be happy, man, because, you know, they're going to be able to sing along and shit, you know, talking about the females and shit, you know. But other than that, man, you know, it was just basic shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it was too much. You know, it was. I took it to be like a comedic song. You know, like the video would be probably like something funny or something, like comedy shit, you know, like the big ass oversized bottles of liquor and shit, you know, with the little tiny porn.
Oh,
other than that,
oh,
man,
wow.
It was like, you know, it was like rock, you know, that's, I got to give you one strike, man. You know what I'm saying? You were like,
hey, Rock, man. Go ahead and cash that check, man. Go ahead and cash that check.
I'm getting your base hit, man. You'll get your base hit. It was all right. You know what I'm saying? It was all right, but it wasn't. You know?
You're going to get my base hit. You're going to get my base hit, dog.
Unfortunately, I ain't going to say that. And it ain't worth no bullets for me to spray that. So, you know, it's just that.
Okay.
Okay, so we really have kind of like a tie. Well, if you're going to be neutral, then we go ahead and give it to them. So we're going to give Juvenile and Birdman some applause. Okay. So there you go.
Not that you know the jump from the say that to spray that to something else, but I just wonder how y'all feel about Disney and HBO, man. Like saying they not finna spend no money in these states that's banning abortion.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
All right, with movie companies as well. It's movie companies as well.
Netflix
too. Starting in Atlanta doing the same thing. I'm with it.
You know what? That's going to start something. Now that's the start of a revolution. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's the start of getting everything back like how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, it's time for all this shit to come to an end, man. You know what I'm saying? Let the women be women. Let them decide on what they want to do with their own bodies. You know what I'm saying? Trill.
Right. Right.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now we got that out of the way and everything like that right there. How y'all feel about Jay-Z being a billionaire, y'all? Like, that's big. I love that. Yes.
I'm laughing at that shit because there's plenty of millionaires and billionaires, but they don't get enough credit. You know what I'm saying? Look at Cash Money Records. They sold over 1 billion records. So who was the first billionaire? If you go by Forbes list, you know what I'm saying? You know, Forbes, I don't know. I think they have a tendency to get their facts wrong every now and then. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even keep up with that shit. I don't, you know, give no fucks that Jay-Z is a billionaire. What is he doing for black people? That's what I want to know.
He's doing,
you know,
a lot.
What I'm
saying? He does a lot.
Well, why he don't get credit for it? Like, if he's doing all these good things for all these, you know, black people, why doesn't he get credit for it? You know,
because
what I'm saying?
The best thing that you can do for a person is in secret. It shouldn't be publicized.
Right.
Exactly. He'd rather not get that for attention. Then I feel like he's doing the right thing by not telling everybody what he's doing.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
so
he actually said that himself. The best way to do it is anonymous. You know, usually you don't hear about things he do until the other people actually say, "Well, Jay did this for me." You never hear Jay going
whole press conference,
trying to get a pat on the back or nothing like that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a
bad
nigga to me. Right.
Yeah.
People are so glorified. I mean, people always want to know what somebody else did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not about that. It's about the actual act. I don't have to know everything you did for the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know what I do, and you do what you do. But I feel like real people don't have to have what they do glorified.
Right.
Just do it out of the goodness and kindness of your heart. And like Esco said, he does so much stuff, but we don't really know about it until someone else speaks on it. And that's the way it should be. And I am very happy for him. Because every day you see this negative press about black people. And finally it's something positive. So I'm with it all day, all night. Salute to Jay.
I'm all with it.
Salute.
Jay, they say you've been here before. You might with that billion. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, he worth a billion. It ain't like he got no liquid assets.
Well,
I salute him 100%, man. I'm glad he's doing his thing, man. You know, I'm glad for anybody getting money, man, however you get money.
Right.
To address your Cash Money thing, though, man, you know, they had them production deals.
they wasn't really getting all that bread like that, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They sold all them records, but they wasn't really getting all that bread like that because
right.
people didn't understand what they understand now, man, about the
mm-hmm.
deals you signing, your publishing, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to pay folks back, mm-hmm. man, before you start making a dollar.
Yep.
And it's like, man, shit, half they label, man, still old bread. You
yep.
know,
they
so
was paying Interscope.
You know, I mean, they had some millions, and they let everybody see what they was doing with it, too, all them cars and houses, you know, fires.
Yeah.
You know, they was doing that shit. And that's probably where it went to, though. Because, you know, $1 million ago, fast and some bullshit.
That's fast,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's
bad,
right.
For real.
You know,
mm. Right. Okay,
that's
it is what it is.
With no gas.
I swear, man.
Jesus.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back in just a minute, so don't go nowhere.
Shout out to them people.
Mad ethnic right now.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
What?
Y'all don't really get it. I pull up in a lemon. Blocks get to spinning. Money 3D printing. Never had a limit. Never been religious. I just always had opinions. My daddy told me, listen. You better get some money and I die, go to prison. So you see, yeah, I got rich and stay free. Free the dogs doing BIDs. I know everybody not like me. Hey, got a nerd to want a Bentley for a birthday. I said maybe I could rent it for your birthday. Matter of fact, I need a favor for the remix. Maybe I could get some 50s for your birthday. Hey, get the sneakers for your bae. Say we talk but we ain't speaking every day. And I know you know what P about to say.
Bath salt, bite your speakers in the face. 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 In the face.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
What?
Come to motherfucking digits. I pull it with a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Not cause she ain't living.
What?
It's just
wait
your eyes get acidic. And this ain't
what?
A scrimmage. Motherfucker, we ain't finished.
What?
I told
wait
you we won't stop. A nigga by the business.
Wait a minute.
Like yours, but you rent it.
What?
Wave her low to the top. Nigga, the bay wrong guy.
Wait a minute.
Tell the paparazzi get the lens rod.
Wait a minute.
Got the window down top blown live. Got the hazard on. From my thumb like the fawns. Woo, the seat tastes like lunch, but it's running from veneers and it's running from the front. But every day, hey, well, lemonade, I was afraid. Once a nigga graduate, would I be okay? So I played and I played. It's Rihanna, nigga. My constellation is space. Worst seed, the spark couldn't chase. Nigga,
bath salt, bite your speakers in the face. Bath salt, bite your speakers in the face. Bath salt, bite your speakers in the face. Bath salt. 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 Bite your speakers in the face.
I get it how I live it. I live it how I get it. Count the motherfucking digits. I pull up with a lemon. Knock it, she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic. And this ain't a scrimmage. Motherfucker, we ain't finished. I told you we won't stop. About the business.
Wait a minute.
Like guns, which is grinning. Wave hello to the top. Nigga, the bay runs out.
Wait a minute.
Tell the paparazzi get the lens right.
Wait a minute.
Got the window down top. Won't lie.
Wait a minute.
Got the hazard on. Only going fly.
Wait a minute.
You can touch me.
Bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing.
All right, all right, all right. We are back. And I want to. I want to tell everybody thank you for listening on this evening, and we're not going to hold you guys up any longer. So tonight, go ahead and give everybody your information so they can know how to find and follow you on social media.
Follow me on Instagram, y'all. Snipe on the beat. You know what I'm saying? Give me nothing else up, man. That's all y'all need.
know what I'm saying? Hit the Instagram and check that out for me.
Lord have mercy.
There, baby.
That's what's up. Jeez. Okay, DJ Sergeant Rock.
Hey, it's DJ Sergeant Rock broadcasting live 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig, Trill. Letting all y'all know, you know what I'm saying? You can get at me on Instagram, DJ Sergeant Rock underscore workshop, and you can get at me at Facebook at Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock space Hale. That's H-A-L-E, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget to go to Tape Sauce and pick up that fire-ass R&B mixtape audio orgasm, you know what I'm saying? Only at Tape Sauce. And I'm out this raggedy-ass bitch, Trill.
What's up? All right, the guy, hey, room.
Yeah, y'all can catch me on Twitter, man, at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Heru Kuti Reborn. Other than that, man, you know, I ain't, the social media thing ain't me. So, you know, I'm still working on that. So, y'all chill out. You know, the angry DM messages is unnecessary, you know.
Wow.
Ooh, shit.
Crazy.
Okay, Tweetie.
Okay, this is it. You can find me at SweetieBirdBYRD334.
Make sure you do that.
All right, you guys, I'll tell you one thing. We have had a great show tonight, and I appreciate everybody for calling in. I appreciate everybody that was online listening. And we out of here. I don't think we're going to do nothing else. Go here. Bye.
We out.
<there.
laughs>
Trill.
Trill.